Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And also joining us is Tom Orlando. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be here again.
Yeah. Again is the key word because we were together about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 hours ago.
Right. And the only thing echoing in my mind is what Tom said yesterday about a Sherrod Brown, Hillary Clinton ticket. This is what I heard last night. That's all I'm taking away from last night's talk that Tom brought up yesterday. That was kind of an interesting thought on that, I guess.
Well, I'm glad you remembered that. You know, when you look at the landscape right now, Hillary Clinton has strengthened her lead for the nomination. You need 2,383 delegates to win the Democratic nomination. At this point, she's well on her way. She's racked up over 1,500 delegates. Bernie Sanders around 800. And Sherrod Brown endorsed Hillary Clinton a while back in this race. We know his popularity. We know his stance, especially on the trade deals, starting with NAFTA back in the mid-90s that have had a negative effect on jobs in states like Ohio, especially with manufacturing. He was secretary of had a statewide position in Ohio, former congressman, two-term senator. I think he'd be a great choice.
Bill Clinton was a lead proponent of NAFTA. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea where Hillary Clinton stood or stands now on NAFTA?
Well, I know it was discussed heavily in the 2008 campaign when Hillary Clinton was campaigning in Ohio, where she won Lorain County in Ohio but lost the nomination eventually to now President Obama. And it was discussed heavily back then. Hillary Clinton, from what I can understand, recognizes that we do need to have trade, but more fair trade, and that trade deals like NAFTA will be addressed. She did come out against the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, also known as TPP. It sounded like originally she was for it, but the end product wasn't something that she said she could support. So that was good news for those of us that are concerned about some of these trade agreements. And my understanding, Craig, is that she's going to try to fix it.
Tom, let's talk about something we didn't touch upon last night. And I guess it's kind of a moot point because really, for all intents and purposes, it appears that she will be the Democratic nominee. And that is specifically the superdelegates that the Democratic Party formed back in the 1970s after the McGovern Convention. And it would seem to give outsiders like Bernie Sanders or those who are not necessarily in favor with the party leadership a real disadvantage, with superdelegates making up 15% of the total. It's almost as if they're starting with a 15% deficit.
That's one way of looking at it, Craig, and I think that you're not the only one that views it as maybe not the most democratic process. But I would also say that I don't see the superdelegates going for the candidate that has not racked up the most delegates as far as statewide or nationwide, state per state. So let's say if Bernie Sanders, if the situation was flipped right now and Bernie Sanders is well ahead of Hillary Clinton, you can bet that a lot of those superdelegates would be starting to move over to Bernie Sanders' way. So those superdelegates don't actually count until they get to the convention. So Hillary Clinton has to continue showing her strength, continue racking up more delegates than Bernie Sanders, and most likely they will stay in her column. But if something changed there, and another candidate was actually doing better with the popular vote, I think that's the way the superdelegates would go as well.
7:44 at AM 930 WEOL. Let's just get a recap from ABC on where things are going, where they came from last night.
Road to the White House. For one candidate, that road comes to an end. Florida Senator Marco Rubio has announced he's suspending his campaign after losing his home state of Florida on Mini Tuesday.
Well, today my campaign is suspended. The fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is.
With Rubio's exit, each candidate is looking to grab his supporters and his delegates, of which there are more than 160. Donald Trump was hoping to all but wrap up the nomination by winning Florida and Ohio. He only got one, however, with John Kasich picking up his first win in his home state and keeping his aspirations and message of positivity alive.
I want to remind you that I will not take the low road to the highest office in the land.
For the Democrats, Hillary Clinton picking up the big states, and she walks away with a growing delegate lead on rival Bernie Sanders, who's already turned his attention to Arizona in its primary on March 22nd. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
We're talking with Lorain County Clerk of Courts Tom Orlando this morning about yesterday's election. And a sidebar here, we just got word from ABC News in the past half hour that at 11 o'clock this morning, President Obama will announce a nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. Are you surprised that he's taking this step, or do you agree this is what he ought to do?
I think he should absolutely present a nominee. That's the job of the President of the United States to do that. It sounds like he's been doing his due diligence. We've seen some names come up. Some individuals have withdrawn. But he should absolutely present a nominee to Congress. And then we'll see what Congress does from there. But he should absolutely do that.
And we'll have that announcement on the air at 11 o'clock this morning here on AM 930. Tom, taking a look at some of the local races or issues on yesterday's ballot, anything stand out for you?
Well, as we discussed last night, I'm really happy for the city of Elyria with issue 6 passing. Councilman Mark Jesse really took the bull by the horns in that race, brought unanimous support from council, had the support of the city administration, and people don't realize how much money our municipalities have lost with the new funding formula from the state of Ohio. I think Elyria is losing upwards of almost $2 million a year now, and it's not easy to make up those type of funds, especially when you're struggling to keep larger employers in your city. So to turn that around, to start bringing employers back, I think that the residents and voters of Elyria showed a commitment to their city, and it's going to help them turn things around here.
As clerk of courts, I imagine you go before the county commissioners and present your budget.
I do.
And you had to do that a couple of weeks ago, I would imagine, right?
That was back in late October, early November.
Oh, late October.
Yeah, we presented our budget for 2016.
So from what you presented to what you're getting, is there a difference there, or did you pretty much get what you needed?
Well, we did take a cut in funding from some of the other projects that were helping the clerk of courts in our legal division process different filings. So we had to make some adjustments there. We will find out at the end of this month. Initially, the commissioners only granted budget for the first quarter. And we're hoping that we get the rest of the year's budget by the end of this month. But who knows? It's up to them. They could go quarter by quarter. But we're hopeful that our overall budget being reduced already, that we can get the funds we need to service our constituents.
In recent years, the commissioners have cut millions of dollars from the county's general budget. Have you noticed any impact in the clerk of court's office?
Well, There have been some cuts. I mean, I can tell you in our office alone, I no longer have an administrative assistant. We had some retirements in our office, so internally we had some employees promoted. I did not backfill some of those positions, so we have some offices that are dark now that we just didn't have the funds to fill. So we had to learn how to do more with less. And one of the ways we did that, Craig, is to look at every process that we perform in our legal division, look for continuous improvement, and I tell you, the staff has really stepped up. I have a great staff. A lot of the ideas that came forward, we were able to implement, and we're doing more with less. So it's something that we all have to deal with right now. We do have one of the lowest or the lowest sales tax in the state of Ohio, and we're making do, but I tell you, things are tight.
Well, there's a lot still things going on with the presidential race, but it leaves Ohio now. Do we get a chance to take a deep breath, or the fact that we still have the Republican National Convention coming to Cleveland, and that Ohio, when it comes for the general election, is still very important. Can we expect to see more, or are we kind of being now sort of, we're done with our process at this point, and we have a time now to relax a little bit?
You know, I believe that Ohio is always on the minds of both parties when you're looking at national elections. You know, the old saying, you know, the nation will go as Ohio goes. And for the Democratic side, you know, a clear and decisive victory for Hillary Clinton. On the Republican side, they stayed with their brood-at-home candidate in John Kasich. And that really mixes things up because normally, you know, the candidate that wins Ohio ends up winning the nomination. But we've seen that happen where in the past where that's not quite the case. So I think Ohio will, number one, for our status as the ultimate swing state will be on their minds, and the fact that the RNC is coming here for their convention in July. So we will be getting a lot of attention over the next 3-4 months.
Tom, thank you for coming in today. There's a chance we might have Sherrod Brown on the show tomorrow morning. If we do, we will pass along your personal message to him that he ought to lobby for that vice presidential bid.
You know what? I'd appreciate that. I've known Sherrod for many years. He is someone who is not afraid to stand up for working men and women, whether they're union or non-union. People work for a living know they have a friend in Sherrod Brown. He has accomplished great things, and I'd love to see him accomplish even more as part of a national ticket and then, you know, serving the whole country and kind of sending our message to Washington that we can compete with anyone in the world. We have the greatest workers in the world, but it has to be a fair playing field. And Sherrod has been a staunch supporter of ours. Even when his close friends in Congress weren't, he still wasn't afraid to stand up for the working people in Ohio.
Well, we appreciate you coming back. And look, he's wearing a suit. He was here late last night, and now he's back this morning wearing a suit, Craig.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's better than what I see you
hey.
In this morning.